Get ready to see more work zones on Arkansas's interstates. Work on over 450 miles of interstate highway will begin this fall and continue over the next 4 or 5 years as another interstate rehabilitation project is about to begin. Jonathan Reeves from our partner station KASU in Jonesboro has this report.
10 years ago, Arkansas was in the midst of a multi-million dollar interstate rehabilitation program. The State Highway Transportation Department used bond money to repave and in some cases totally rebuild sections of Arkansas's interstate highways. Starting in November, another round of interstate rehabilitations will begin, as over 400 miles will be covered over several years. That'll mean numerous work zones on the highways, slow traffic, and drivers trying to find alternate routes. Arkansas Highway Transportation Department spokesman Randy Ort takes us back to 1999 when the groundwork was laid for the first rehabilitation project.
Arkansas had some of the worst interstate highways in the country. And fortunately, the governor at the time, Governor Huckabee, the Highway Commission, and the legislature put their heads together and authorized the use of bonds, sell some bonds, to allow Arkansas to embark on this very large-scale interstate rehabilitation program. We started that back in 1999. That's when we actually were authorized to do the work. The work actually began in the year 2000. So from 2000 through about 2005, 2006, we saw improvements to almost 60% of our interstate highway miles here in Arkansas. So it was a very massive program, about 355 miles. It was also a very successful program. Like I said before, we literally had some of the worst interstates in the country. But when we finished up in about 2006, we had one of the best, if not the best, interstate highway systems in the country. So it was a very successful program in that regard, and I think it was a very successful program in the eyes of the public as well. The legislature in 2000, or a couple of sessions ago, authorized us to go back to a vote of the people to see if we could do that again. And that election was held in November of 2011. It passed with 81% of the vote supporting it. So, again, I think that's a testament to what the people saw occur about 10 years ago.
Ord says one of the first projects will start at Interstate 55 in West Memphis. There may not be a lot of work that takes place this winter, but he says next year more work will be done.
We're going to award the first contracts to begin some of the work in November. Now, granted, it's limited how much work may actually take place through the winter months. That's why I think by next spring you'll see that work going full speed, and you'll see some additional projects come on board through next year. I think right now we've got 6 or 7 contracts underway on interstate highways in Arkansas. I think by the end of 2013 that number is probably going to triple. People got very creative when we did this about 10 years ago, finding ways to get from point A to point B. And we encourage that again this time. You know, look for alternate routes. Be aware that this construction is going on. In many cases, traffic's going to be narrowed down to one lane in each direction. You need to plan accordingly. Allow plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Or look at alternate routes. And again, if you use an alternate route, that may very well take you a little bit longer as well. So we just want people to know that's coming up.
From 2000 to 2005, about 60% of the state's interstates were improved, roughly covering about 355 miles. This next rehabilitation project that starts in November will take about 4 years to complete, as about 450 miles of interstate highways will be covered. Or it says a major interstate project is taking place on Interstate 40 between Hazen and Brinkley. That's an area that was shut down due to historic river flooding last year. Or it says the Cache River Bridge and the White River Bridge are being worked on, as well as approaches to those bridges are being raised to prevent river flooding from shutting down the interstate again. Or it tells where some of the interstate rehabilitation projects will be at this time around.
Well, a lot of people are aware of the work we have going on right now on Interstate 40 between Little Rock and Memphis over around the White River. That project should be wrapping up in a little less than a year now, sometime late next spring, early next summer. But we're going to be starting work other parts of that section of I-40 between Little Rock and Memphis. We're going to have work underway on I-40 between Little Rock and Fort Smith. We're going to have work on Interstate 540 in Fort Smith. We're going to have work on Interstate 55 going from West Memphis and heading northward, and additional work on Interstate 530 going from Little Rock down towards Pine Bluff. So it's really going to be spread throughout the state. In other words, you're not going to be able to avoid it.
Bids for the first projects in interstate rehabilitation will be awarded sometime in September. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting in Jonesboro.
Hello, this is Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz, every Friday night from 10 till midnight. On tonight's program, we'll hear music from Stan Getz, Sonny Fortune, Gretchen Parlato, Joe Lovano, Roger Humphreys, and Sonny Stitt, just to name a few. That's Shades of Jazz, 10 p.m. on Friday nights.